Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This essay is an editorial, a satirical poke at any number of folks who continue to chase a big lie, any big lie. The opinions expressed are mine, all mine. The football season is almost over. There are two teams left, each of which has a compelling narrative. I can't say that I'm rooting for either one, and based on the incredible series of playoff games leading up to it, I would bet that the Super Bowl will prove to be an excellent contest. And that's why the scenario I am about to spread before you is so painful. Alas, however great the Super Bowl turns out to be, it will go down in history as a game that should not have been played at all. It will be a fraud. No doubt about it, the winner of that game will not be the true champion of the National Football League. No, the true champion, the real winner, should be the Green Bay Packers. If the playoffs had been fairly contested, the Packers would be going to the Super Bowl where they would surely win. Winners never lose. They would win before the largest audience ever to watch a Super Bowl, and that would make it the greatest game ever played anywhere. But the Packers are not going to the Super Bowl, are they? Surely, by now, everyone realizes that the game in which the 49ers claim to have beaten the Packers was rigged. The outcome was faked. The officials were corrupt, and the scoreboard was tampered with. According to many, many sources, the Packers won that game in a landslide, by so many points, bigly. It was a beautiful blowout, one of the greatest victories ever by the greatest football team ever. So many people are saying so that I can't ignore it any longer. The simple truth is that the Packers were robbed. Their historic victory was stolen. I am hereby calling for the vice president of the National Football League, Jeff Miller, to declare the score invalid. It's right there in the NFL's constitution that the vice president has the power to do that. So I am asking the law firm of Giuliani, Jordan, Powell, and Gates to take the lead in so many beautiful forthcoming actions. I'm also feverishly placing targeted phone calls on behalf of the Packers to the NFL franchises in Arizona, Michigan, and Georgia, asking them to find enough points to put the Packers over the top, where they belong. Need I point out that Dominion Voting Systems has been secretly controlling scoreboards all around the league since the death of Pete Rozelle? Coincidence? I think not. When you see that Atlanta missed out on the playoffs and that Arizona lost in the first round and that Detroit had an historically dreadful season, it all starts to become very clear. Let me say it again and again and again. That Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin all suffered stolen victories. The fix was in. Our opponents tipped the scales. Irregularities too numerous to mention. The games were rigged. We are commencing a forensic audit, recounting and retabulating all the points scored by and against the NFL teams in Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, and of course Wisconsin. Throughout the 2021 season, we are convinced that when all the points are counted, the truth will be crystal clear. Packers win. Won't you join us in this fight? I'm asking you to make a donation right now to the campaign to reverse the robbery against the Packers. Make your check payable to CRRAP. That's right, payable to CRAP. You'll be joining thousands of other loyal Packer fans, real Americans, in the war against football fraud. Join us in protecting your sacred right to have the champion that you rooted for and not the losers that have been foisted upon you, the losers who will play in the fake Super Bowl. Rest assured that when all of our grievances have been addressed, whenever that is, you will have the champion you deserve. Together, we can find the points and change the score. Together, we can thwart the theft, reverse the robbery.